Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 8. Unferth spake, the son of Eglaf, who sat at the feet of the Scowling's lord, unbound the battle runes. Beowulf's quest, sturdy seafarers, sorely galled him. Ever he envied that other men should more achieve in Middle Earth of fame under heaven than he himself. Art thou that Beowulf, Breaker's rival, who emulous swam on the open sea when for pride the pair of you proved the floods and wantonly dared in waters deep to risk your lives? No living man or leaf or loath from your labor, dire could you dissuade from swimming the main. Ocean tides with your arms ye covered with strenuous hands the sea streets measured swam o'er the waters. Winter storm rolled the rough waves. In realm of sea a sea-knight strove ye. In swimming he topped thee, had more of main. Him at morning-tide billows bore to the battling Remus, whence he hied to his home so dear beloved of his liegemen, to land of Brondings, fastness fair, where his folk he ruled town and treasure. In triumph o'er thee, Bean stands barren his boast achieved. So ween I for thee a worse adventure, though in buffet of battle thou brave hast been, in struggle grim if Grendel's approach thou darest await through the watch of night. Beowulf spake, Bairn of Ecgtheow, what a deal hast uttered, dear my Unferth, drunken with beer of Breca now, told of his triumph. Truth, I claim it, that I had more of might in the sea than any man else, more ocean endurance. We twain had talked in time of youth and made our boast. We were merely boys, stripling still, to stake our lives far at sea, and so we performed it. Naked swords as we swam along we held in hand with hope to guard us against the whales. Not a whit from me could he float afar o'er the flood of waves, haste o'er the billows, nor him I abandoned. Together we twain on the tides abode 5 nights full, till the flood divided us, churning waves and chillest weather, darkling night and the northern wind ruthless rushed on us. Rough was the surge. Now the wrath of the sea-fish rose apace, yet me gainst the monsters my mailed coat, hard and hand-linked, help afforded. Battle-sark braided my breast to ward, garnished with gold. There grasped me firm, and haled me to bottom the hated foe with grimmest grip. 'Twas granted me, though, to pierce the monster with point of sword, with blade of battle, huge beast of the sea, was whelmed by the hurly through hand of mine. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.